today. It is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Here to protect you from the vagaries of life. This is like the Gardal invisible shield that was put up a number of years ago. The Doug Steffen Good Day program offering to shield you and your family from bad radio, number one, but some of the other things in life that you may fall into. I have I got a flat tire going into a woodchuck hole. I was thinking of this. I was raking hay.
What are you doing in a woodchuck hole?
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying to be in the woodchuck hole, but this particular field, because
we find how much wood he could chuck?
Killed. Yes.
How much wood could a Doug chuck? Could a Doug chuck if a Doug chuck could chuck wood?
So what we've done, we've gotten rid of all of the coyotes now. We're shooting them left and right. So now
what do you mean you're shooting the coyotes?
Shooting them, as many as we can find, we shoot them.
Why don't you catch and release?
Hello, PETA.
Release them where?
Yeah.
Where are you going to lose them?
Yeah, PETA, Rich McFadden.
Downtown.
I'd like to lodge a complaint with
go ahead. Help
coyote
yourself.
Murderer.
Yeah. Murderer. Have as many of, it's that murder as many of them as you'd like, Richie. I can't believe you. Yeah, I know. It's really, it's important.
What do you sleep
at
night?
How do we, what do we do with them? Guy brings them and gets
coyote
bounty.
Soup?
He gets bounty for them. His bounty.
You give him money?
Is a bounty on, yeah. There's a bounty.
There's actually a coyote, the bounty hunter. Does he wear leather and have a crazy wife?
No, he
How
wears
blue.
How much
do they pay you for a dead coyote?
I have the slightest idea. I don't care. He takes the coyote away and gets the money. Whatever it is, it's worth it.
There's a money?
The problem, however, is that without the coyotes, there are woodchucks now that are everywhere. So yesterday, I went into this. I'm trying to get done fast because dark is approaching and I got to get this field done. So I'm hustling along, and the field I know very well. I know where all the old chuck holes are. I didn't know there was a new chuck hole. New chuck hole, bang, into it with the tire of the rake.
Years ago when I got into radio, if you ever told me I'd be sitting here one morning on a nationally syndicated radio show talking about woodchuck holes and killing coyotes, I would have thought you were crazy. But now, not
well,
so much.
Not so much, Richie, right? Anyway, I just find... I don't even remember now why I got off onto this tangent. I was talking about having a good day and things that will get in your way. Having flat tires sometimes is it finishes your day or makes your day a distraction. And you can get beyond all those distractions, unless you're a coyote that just got shot. I guess you're not going to get beyond that. but not only did I get a flat tire, but I apparently broke the neck of the woodchuck who was just sticking his head out of the hole as I went over with
the
tire.
That's a good job with your Wheaties, everybody.
Huh?
Yeah. That was a bonus.
Yep. So I've gotten rid of this has been an awful year for me. I've gotten just about every species.
You have hit everything.
I have really this year.
See,
really
last year it was
hide your children, people.
It was the bunnies.
No, this year I've gotten everything. I've
hit a duck, a bunny, a woodchuck.
Right, a turtle.
A turtle, a dog,
a deer,
a pheasant,
a deer. Don't forget the deer.
And
oh, that's what it was. Not a dog, a deer.
No, I didn't get it.
You're going to hell, man. You are going to hell.
Dog, a deer.
Frogs, mice. Those are
you're not going to be allowed into any zoo. There's going to be an uprising among.
I don't think too many of those creatures are in any zoos.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, okay. So there it is. I'm destined to go straight to Hades.
Yep.
Where I'll be joined by Anthony Weiner. Who apparently the latest scandal of the scandal?
Yes.
He had an exchange with a porn star offering to help her with PR. Did you know that? Lady's name is Ginger Lee.
Oh yeah, big time porn star.
Yeah.
How do you know her?
Of course.
Really.
That's not her name, Ginger Lee. Really?
Really?
Ginger Lee.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ginger Lee.
Her real name is probably Madeline something or other. At any rate.
Ethel.
Yeah.
Ethel Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Or Ethel Weiner, maybe. Anyway. So leave it to TMZ to dig this out. TMZ says that the two of them, Ms. Lee and Mr. Weiner, exchanged scores of email, and he offered her PR help, which is how they're going to get him on an ethics violation. You wait and see. That's how they get this guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ethics, because he used
in his office.
Special facilities
right.
to, yeah.
Yep, right. And then when she went back to him, when they started looking around, she went to him and said, what do I do? And he said, lie.
He said in an email that he sent to her last week, quote, the key is to have a short thought that tackles the top line question, then refer people back to it. Have a couple of iterations of this is silly. Like a lot of other people, I follow Representative Wiener on Twitter. I don't know him and have never met him. He briefly followed me and sent me a message saying thank you for that, whatever that is. And then the next day he suggested exactly such a statement and appears to have offered Ms. Lee more help. You need to talk to a professional PR type person to give you advice. I have somebody on my team that is his team in his office in Washington.
Could
call
he
her.
Just referred him to somebody else like you know, the Boomer Bros or somebody.
Yep, right, exactly. Right. Can you imagine the Boomer Bros handling PR for
PR for the
I don't know about that.
So does a porn star really need a PR person to get him out of trouble?
I know this doesn't. This one doesn't look like she needs too much help to me.
Yeah.
At any rate, I'm guessing that's how they're going to get this guy. You know how you always say, Richie, it's not what you've lied
about.
They
don't actually convict a person for what they actually did. They make them lie about what they actually did, and then they convict them on that.
Right. Yep. I think this is what's going to take him down. Gonzo. They'll throw him out of the Senate, of the House because of this.
But, I mean, hey, listen, unless he was somehow having sexual conversations with underage girls, what has he done that is illegal that they could convict him on?
Well, the ethics stuff is...
Except for lying.
Right. Well, or...
The ethics stuff is a joke. Every single person in that whole house breaks those ethics rules.
Yeah,
but
they don't get caught.
Yeah.
This guy's gotten caught. He had inappropriate online exchanges with at least six women from his office. Repeatedly lied about sending the photographs.
Yeah, he did lie. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That's where they got him.
Yep. So, and this guy's 46 years old. It's not like he's a kid. He knows what's what. So, but he still says, I've broken no laws and I'll stay in office.
No, you lied for a week, moron.
Yeah. Well, that's not against the law. Yeah, if it's against the law.
If you lie to Congress, it is.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't lied to Congress
yet. Are you always under oath in Congress?
Always under oath?
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome, Jennifer.
I'm going to go home now.
One good question deserves a good answer.
Tweet me when you figure it out.
Who's got the answer? So we're asking that question on our Facebook page today. Should Anthony Weiner resign? It's our poll question also at DougStefan.com. A, yes, he's a disgrace. B, maybe, but that's something his constituents ought to decide. And C, no, he didn't break any laws. See, I don't think, I think if the House membership throws him out, that and or his constituents voting him out, that's the proper way to handle this. Otherwise, it's always going to be suspect of kangaroo courtism. But, yeah, the guys.
I think if they have rules of conduct laws in the House, they should use them.
Right.
If they're not going to use them, throw them all out then.
What's the point of having them?
Yeah, what's the point of having them if you're not going to use them?
Right.
I think it's a joke that they actually have it because they
never use it. Yeah, well, not never, but not often. No. And we have all these people talking about how those in business are crooked, evil, and flaunt the law. And these people doing the same thing. It's the same thing.
And then look down their noses at us when they make a law to help control us.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Which is what the mandatory black box is all about. Yesterday's poll, a focus on that. And many of you said that it was outrageous. Some people thought it was a good idea, though. 17% of you, including the guy who sent me the note and said he was never going to listen to me again because of my position on this. I find that a little bit hard to swallow, but it's, you know, it is what it is.
He thought it would save lives and it was a good idea and that you were short-sighted. So
I am.
He's never going to listen to
you. Extraordinarily so.
Right.
Yeah. All right, 16 past the hour. Can I help you, Richie, Roberta, Jennifer, everybody with a phone number?
Sure. 800-894-3302. What's that get me?
That is going to get you a free jar of Lumitone.
I can use that.
Which deals with redness, under eye bags, the other things that, you know, when you're not sleeping enough, things are off oftentimes. It's one of those products that is great for your skin. Yoga, by the way, is good for your skin. Okay, but I don't know how that applies to just the eyes.
Where did
this
that
is,
come from?
What, yoga? Yoga is good for your skin. Meditation's all good for your skin. Yeah, yeah. But it's not directly as good as taking Lumitone and applying it underneath your eyes every morning and through the day. Take a jar with you in some easily reachable. Some people stick in their pocket, whatever it is. Take it, put it in the glove compartment. But three or four times during the day, little spot under each eye brings them back. And long-term, it makes great sense because the special peptide in there really works to fix all of these problems that are a result of not enough sleep, perhaps not eating the right things, all that good stuff, or bad stuff. Call 800-894-3302, a free jar of Lumitone. You'll pay shipping and handling. That's it. Keep using it. You'll see the difference. You'll love it. Send us some of your feedback if you'd like to, Doug@DougStephan.com. But first, you've got to get started with the free jar of Lumitone, 800-894-3302.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Gandhi's first name was Mohandas. Did you know that? Mohandas.
I didn't.
Mahatma Gandhi. A lot of people thought his name was Mahatma.
Thought it was Steve.
No, it's... Well, there was probably a Steve Gandhi's around. It's one of his great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
He started on this day in 1893, disobedience, civil disobedience in India. He was a lawyer, refused to comply with racial segregation rules on a train, and was thrown off the train. So that's the day he started protesting.
That was where the movie started, Throw Gandhi from the Train.
Yeah, that's right. Gandhi, yeah. Thank you for noticing that. All right, so a lot of food for thought. Little tidbits, conversational items you'll not hear anywhere else, which is a good thing. Why would you want to listen to anything else? 21 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Music is a world within itself. The language we all understand. With an equal opportunity.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to AquaRain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or AquaRain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The show about nothing.
Birthdays on Good Day. Wednesday, the 8th of June, Jerry Stiller, believe it or not, is 84 years old. Born in the state, 1927. Married to Ann Mira. Stiller and Mira were an important part of comedy back in the 60s, I think. He's been on television shows like Seinfeld, the King of Queens, Hairspray, he was in that. And he's Ben Stiller's dad. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody knows that. Played Frank Costanza. That's a great, great trivia question. But we'll not ask it because he just gave the answer. So let's move on. Barbara Bush. Her maiden name was Barbara Pierce. Married to the 41st President of the United States. Is 86 today. Happy birthday to her. Joan Rivers, Joan Alexandra Molinsky, born this day 1933.
How did I know Rivers wasn't her last name?
I know, it's a shock, isn't it? Yeah. James Ercolanti. Didn't think that would play, so he became James Darren and recorded. What are you laughing at, Jennifer?
I said, oh.
Oh, I thought you said.
I didn't know that was a fake name.
Not really? James Darren? No relation to Bobby Darren. Goodbye, Crew World. Her Royal Majesty. He was actually in a number of movies, pop hits. He was a big pop singer, so a lot of times in the 60s and 70s especially, they'd put singers into movies. He was in the Guns of Navarone, for example. And he wasn't bad, actually. Hosted a couple of the television shows like Time Tunnel, so he's been around for a while. Born in the state 1936, so James Darren, 75 today. Nancy Sinatra, Frank's daughter. Did a couple of big songs, including Something Stupid with Lee Hazelwood. No, that was with her father. Jackson, she did with Lee Hazelwood. Remember that? Anybody remember these?
Remember the stupid song.
These boots are made for walking. She's 71 today, born in the state, 1940. Chuck Negron is with the group Three Dog Night. 69, born in the state, 1942. Joy to the World, Black and White. One, Easy to Be Hard,
Great
Eli's
Man.
Coming,
Great
Mama
Man.
Told Me Not to Come, old-fashioned love song, Shambhala. I can keep going, Richie. But we got more birthdays like Don Grady, who is Robbie, My Three Sons. Now, he was a member of the Mickey Mouse Club. Did you know that before?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, see this. Something else for you, Richie. If you didn't know before, now you know. Boz Skaggs. William Skaggs, real name.
I'll be seeing him again this summer.
Low Down, Lido Shuffle.
Good stuff.
Look What You Done to Me. Wrote lots and lots of hit songs. Made a lot of money doing that. So he's 67 today. Born in the state 1944. Let's see here. Bonnie Tyler's birthday. Oh, Kathy Baker, yeah. Marjorie Joe's mother in Median. 61 today. Now Bonnie Tyler, is she? Great song. Born this day, 1951. It's a Heartache, another song. It sounds just like this.
I can see you blasting this, milking the cows.
Yeah.
You could what?
I can see you blasting this while milking the cows.
Riding down the farm roads with the windows open, jamming.
Yeah. Cows like
sing as loud as you can.
But listen to me, it soothes them.
Yeah, sure.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
How you living? What? How you living?
Interesting series of events in his career. 53 today. Was in Living Color.
Two Fly Girls danced to this. You know who they are?
No.
J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez.
Really?
Rosie Perez.
Really? Yeah. Really. All right. And got an Emmy for that role. Next up is Mick Hucknall from Simply Red, 51 today. Nick Rhodes, keyboardist for Duran Duran, is 49 today. Juliana Margulies, I always pronounce her name.
Margulies.
Margulies. Margulies, that's it. From The Good Wife. Her birthday is today. Born in the state 1966, so she's 45. Happy birthday to her and everybody having birthday today.
A milestone happens this year. The first baby boomers are turning 65. Strongly independent, these boomers aren't shy about telling the rest of us how they think their lives are going. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP surveyed these leading baby boomers on lots of issues.
Relationship with families, work, religious and spiritual issues, life leisure issues, and wanting to know, are you where you expected to be?
AARP family expert Amy Goyer.
5 years ago, when these boomers were surveyed, a large percentage thought they were going to be retiring in about 5 years. Well, now 5 years have passed, and they think it's going to be another 5 years. So a lot of them are saying, I'm going to continue working up to close to 70 years old.
But a large percentage also hope to move into an encore career where their skills and interests were more aligned with each other. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
After the hour. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Charlotte, you okay? She has the sweetest face. If I get the camera working, Richie, with my new computer system, we'll be able to keep our eye on Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be able to keep your eye on my shirts and outfits, the expressions on my face, the things that are that I react to that you can sort of hear in my voice. I've certainly done that with the black box thing this week. You're going to put that up as a highlight at DougStephan.com. My offing, and that's really what it is. I want to off those people come up with these ideas. And then there's
the requirement to put the black box on the new cars this June.
Yeah. You're going to put that up there,
so they can follow our every
heard on
move.
The show or wherever it is we put that at DougStephan.com.
Audio highlights. So you can hear one of Doug's rants.
Yes. Now, Anthony Weiner is another person who deserves some attention, or the whole situation. Not only him, but his wife. I've described her as the good wife because she's been standing by her man, or maybe sitting by her man.
Stand by your man. Help him through arms.
Roberta, some interesting things in the New York Post today about the wife. Yeah, well, I mean, this is going to be the big thing for the next week or so until the next scandal throws it off the front page. But there's a lot of attention being focused on this woman, Huma, I believe. Is that's her name? Uma or Huma?
I think it's Huma.
Is that?
Huma.
Yeah. She did not change her name.
Huma?
She married him. Uma?
Yeah, Huma Weiner. Uma.
Yeah, you marry a guy named Weiner. What do you do with that?
Yeah. Her last name is Abedin. Abedin, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Yeah? All right, so she, so far, is standing by her man. However, the news today in the Daily News, the New York Daily News, is that there's been some work that has uncovered. This kind of reminds me of Joey Greco on Cheaters. You ever see that show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My God, what slime.
Yeah.
So,
but
apparently...
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Well, it's good stuff.
It's really just, yeah. The guys, they zoom into these parking lots where these idiots are They have both men and women.
No, it's great.
They have relationships going with other people, and yet they're so blatantly stupid about their extracurricular activities with people. Don't have a relationship with somebody if you don't want to get caught hanging around with somebody else. But invariably, it's the same scenario. It's like a sophisticated scene out of Jerry Springer, if there is such a thing. It's just another variation of the same thing. These people, they tear into the parking lot, and the vans open, and the doors, and all the cameramen run out, and they are following this woman who's going to pound the guy that's cheating on her, and then you're going to pound the woman who's cheating. It's the same. It's the same act.
Yeah, it's a remote version of the Springer Show.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the same play. It's the same play. It repeated over. Like in New York, what's the longest running play? Man, 1600 nights or something, Roberta. You'd know that. It's the same act. No, is that what it is?
Is it? No, it's Phantom, isn't it?
Phantom. I think it is Phantom. Okay. So anyway. The latest today is that, according to the New York Daily News, that Mr. Weiner, Representative Weiner, had planned a weekend in Las Vegas with a couple of his porn star buddies.
Really?
Or ladies who apparently, this guy, apparently, we were telling you earlier in the hour about him offering PR advice.
He wanted to reenact some scenes?
Well, apparently, he's been trying to help young women get into the business.
Nice. Look at Roberta.
And
so pleased with herself.
Yeah. She always is. She, whenever she finds stuff like that, she loves that stuff, Richie. All right. So anyway, there's all of that. Now, perhaps the most interesting thing to come out of this thus far is the fact that Alec Baldwin is now seriously thinking of running for mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
Because he figures Weiner has, pardon the pun, blown his shot. That's closed caption, end of quote. And now will not be considered a serious contender. So now, apparently Alec, who has long wanted to get in politics, and no more, I mean, what's his face? Bloomberg can't run again. He's been there three terms. That's it, right? He got one more term than normally everybody else gets.
Yeah, he's done.
And so would he be Mayor Weiner?
Oscar Mayor Weiner.
Oscar Mayor Weiner.
Oh, my God.
If he won an Oscar and then he became mayor.
If he married a girl.
Oscar Winner Mayor Weiner.
If he married a girl named
Oscar. Oscar Winner Mayor Weiner.
Or if a girl married him whose last name was Schnitzel, she could be Weiner Schnitzel.
And then he'd be Oscar Winner Mayor Weiner Schnitzel.
All right. You think I think most of these things have. I know it shocks you. Somebody started these before you. Yeah. So what do we think about? Baldwin said the dynamics have shifted. And he's talked about leaving 30 Rock at the end of his next season. This season or next season?
Next season. He's done.
Right. So that'd be just in time for him to run for mayor of New York. He says the Democrats need a high-profile candidate, and I can fill that bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He lives
in. He can fill the bun. Oh.
He is from Massapequa originally, but I think he lives in the city now, doesn't he, Jenna, Roberta? Roberta,
six.
I think
seven.
So. Yeah, I think he does.
All right. So anyway.
8, 9.
Right. The story now, there's another candidate, one of the city council people. Nobody knows these people. New York is like another state. New York City. It's like Los Angeles. Everybody wants to know what's going on. Everybody's familiar with the politicians, except can't spell Vigor Omarosa or whatever his name is. It's the mayor of Los Angeles.
I mean, Villaricosa.
Him, too. Mm-hmm. And he's had his trouble. How many news babes has he been caught with?
He's got a lot. Once he came out, he actually had to stick with the one he was with. So he's been with her for a while. But before that, it was multiple news ladies.
Really? Yes. Dang. Yeah. I got to keep this one. I got caught with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's okay. Very tall. Much taller than he.
Elliot Spitzer was thinking about running, but he can't.
Yeah.
Right? So Alec Baldwin. Makes sense, right?
Sure. Why not?
Why not? So there's the latest story behind the story as the Weiner implosion continues. Something kind of disgusting about that, too, isn't there?
So, I'll be glad when this story is gone.
How's that, Richie?
Well, my finger's becoming attached to the dump button.
Really? Well, we haven't said anything that was...
No, but it gets close.
Yeah. Well, but it's hard not to in this circumstance. It's very hard not to make it all kind of.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is. All right, now we have
Oscar Mayer Wiener Schnitzel.
All right, can we do something else now? The black boxes we've beaten to death. Wiener we've beaten to death. So it's time. Actually, there's something on the bottom of the page at DougStephan.com, the Better Living box, from our contributor and friend Andrea Metcalf, who has five tips for you, Roberta, five for when you get back on your bike, five ways to use the bike. Mm. She's one of these people that every muscle in her body moves when she's doing something. No matter what it is, she gets every muscle going. And so that's why her input is very valuable. Check that out at DougStephan.com. Here's something else you ought to check out. Those of you who are in business, we're all kind of in business, but this is specifically a tip for those of you who want to cut through all the media chatter and get text message service to people that you want as your clients, like people at my store, for example, or people who are advertisers on this program. If you'd like a free trial of how this texting works, text message marketing, text Doug to 313131. Keyword Doug, short code 313131. See how this can work for you.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRA since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 and 7-30.
Live from Progressive.
Hello here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
I'm waiting, Michael.
Oh, this is where I play I Like Chinese, right?
Very good, yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Yay.
Okay. There you go.
Chinese.
14 before the hour. Time for you to get your pain relief from Salon Pause. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com and get your free pass so you'll not have pain. The Chinese are working on genetically modified cows to produce human breast milk. And they say they'll be selling it in 3 years. The milk is produced by transgenic cows.
Sounds perfectly safe.
Identical to the human variety. Somehow or other, they've genetically engineered the cow to have the same immune-boosting and antibacterial qualities as human breast milk. At least that's according to the China Agriculture University Ministry. There are 300 cows now involved in this. They were bred by inserting human genes into cloned cow embryos. This really doesn't sound good to me. They used technology that was, I think Dolly, wasn't it Dolly the sheep? Remember that from 10 years ago?
Sheep, yeah.
First mammal to be cloned. The milk is undergoing safety tests. What a joke. China and safety tests? What does that mean? Does it come out of the cow and is it white?
Ew.
That's about it. So they say they're going to sell it over there first. It'll be more nutritious, so I'm going to have to get in on this, apparently. I'll have to have cows from China. That'll be it. The life is over as we know it when I got to buy cows from China. Everything else is coming out of China. We're going to have to buy.
Problem is that the baby drinks the milk and is hungry like 2 hours later.
Hungry 2 hours later. That's supposed to be a joke?
Yeah.
Chinese food.
Chinese
food. You eat it and you're hungry 2 hours later.
Right. Okay, well, that makes... So, the people working... Here's the fellow that's in charge of this farm. His name is Jing Yao Yang.
Jing Yao Yang.
Says that, quote, it's better... it's better for you because it's genetically modified.
Uh-huh.
Somehow or other, I'm not sure that's going to sell too well over here. But there'll be people, there will be people who will actually be interested in this. So, that's we put in a call to Dr. Oz, can we?
Yeah, that's
I love
call.
Dr. Oz.
Why do you like Dr. Oz?
I don't know, I just kind of do.
What does he do for you?
Nothing, but he has interesting tidbits that not a lot of people know, so I enjoy listening to him because I learn something.
Yeah? Well, I mean, that's the idea, isn't it, of any good program. So that's the thing that one wonders about, all these things that are on television and radio. What do you really get from hearing the same thing over and over and over again? Because that's what the news is. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And most of the, especially political talk radio shows, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So what does that say about the dulling? Is that because American minds are dull, or is it responsible for dulling the minds of America?
I think it's responsible.
It's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then what's the resolve? What's the fix? How do we get beyond that?
I think as hard as it is to step away from the train wreck, we all have to stop watching bad TV.
So what does that mean? No more Joey Greco? No
yeah,
more
pretty much.
Jerry Springer?
I decided I'm going to have to stop watching Jersey Shore. I really am.
Yeah. So, but that's like stopping, that's like expecting people not to go to McDonald's.
Right. It's not expecting or demanding. It's just, you know, for your own well-being, sometimes it's better to get in the right frame of mind and watch something more productive. Even a drama is more productive than the Jersey Shore.
Okay. So the final thing about China today, you go to the video of the day at DougStephan.com, you will see magic tricks. We've been talking about these off and on all week.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese magician who makes coins go through glass. It is astounding. And Uri said, when I was talking to him about it yesterday, he's never seen anything like it. He has seen this fellow perform, apparently. And there's, I'm sure, an explanation for it, but it's not readily available because you watch him. Watch this video. He sticks the coin through the glass, and the glass is solid. So what's the story? If you can figure it out after you watch the video... Let me know, 800-510-8255 or Doug at DougStephan.com. 51 past the hour now on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Wildfires burning out of control in one state, the smoke causing problems in other states. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It's called the Wallow Fire, and it continues to burn with little or no containment in eastern Arizona. The fire has blackened more than 300,000 acres and forced the evacuation of over 3,500 people. It has grown by 80,000 acres in just the past 24 hours. The Wallow Fire is now Arizona's second biggest wildfire on record. There are no reports of any serious injuries, but fire officials say about 10 structures in the mountainous forest area have been lost. Over 2,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, their efforts made more difficult by extreme heat and strong winds. There are three wildfires in all burning in Arizona, and they're literally causing headaches and other ailments for people in neighboring states, including New Mexico.
Some have minor irritation in the nasal passages. Others can experience respiratory irritations. It just depends on the individual, but none of it is healthy.
That's Ken Wadelski of the National Weather Service in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hazy smoke has also been reported in Denver. Christopher Dan is with the Colorado Air Pollution Control Division.
And we've seen the visual impact throughout large swaths of the state off and on for a week now.
And we mentioned the extreme heat in the Southwest, which certainly isn't helping. Other parts of the country have been sweltering the last few days, and that intense heat and humidity is moving into the Northeast today, with heat advisories in effect in New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere. Temperatures expected to surge past 90 degrees. Combine that with the humidity, and the so-called heat index will likely top 100. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Flavor Tamer.
What's that?
It's the new Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub with slow-roasted pork and smoky barbecue sauce.
I mean, what's that sound?
My tongue.
It sounds like a bullwhip.
Don't judge me. I'd like to see you tame this flavor.
Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Toasty. For a limited time only at participating locations.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
On Wall Street, modest losses for the market yesterday. The Dow off 19 points, closing at 12,071. S&P and NASDAQ down by a point apiece. Oil prices up 8 cents a barrel to $99.09. The first named tropical storm of the season churning south of Acapulco, Mexico. Tropical storm Adrian formed off Mexico's Pacific coast and is packing maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour, moving slowly to the west-northwest. As of late last night, there were no coastal watches nor any warnings in effect. We have astronauts from three countries now heading toward the International Space Station. Liftoff!
Liftoff.
Is that liftoff?
Liftoff of the Soyuz 27 rocket and spacecraft carrying Mike Fossum, Satoshi Furukawa, and Sergei Volkov into orbit.
That Soyuz rocket launched yesterday from Kazakhstan and will rendezvous and dock with the International Space Station tomorrow. These three astronauts will join the three living aboard the station since early April. All six will be there next month when the Space Shuttle Atlantis arrives for what will be NASA's final space shuttle mission. Sports scoreboard, NBA Finals, the Mavericks over the Miami Heat 86-83 in Dallas to even up the best of seven at two games apiece. Game five tomorrow night in Big D. And finally, as many of us firm up our summer vacation plans, if we plan on driving somewhere, we better check out those prices at the pump. Fill it up. We got a long drive ahead. Latest AAA National Gas Price Survey shows the average for a gallon of regular now at $3.75, down 3 cents or so over the past week, down 21 cents over the past month. But $3.75 is still a dollar a gallon more than what we were paying a year ago. Bottom line, it's still pricey to fill the tank. And that brings us to Ocean City, Maryland. Beautiful summer vacation spot, to be sure, and Ocean City wants you to drop in this summer. So much so, they're giving away $100,000 in free gas. You heard right.
You know, with the gas situation the way it is, you know, looking to increase our tourism, I thought this was a perfect fit.
That's City Councilman Brent Ashley in Ocean City, who says details about how this free gas promotion will work still needs to be ironed out, but he says it's worth it. But wait a minute, wouldn't it make more sense to welcome visitors to Ocean City and then shut down all the gas stations so they'd have to stay a while longer?
Just a thought.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at Doug's.